Omerieh Mosque. The Mosque of Omerieh, or Emerkes as it is better known to Nicosia residents, is close to the central municipal market in the south quarter of the walled city, between the Constanza and Podokataro ramparts. It was named Omerieh in honour of the 7th century prophet Omer, who, as the Ottoman tradition has it, had visited the city on the way to Egypt and spent a night in the vestibule of a ruined church. The question is, which church that was? Camille Enlat, a historian of French and Italian Gothic architecture who visited Cyprus in 1896, identified and systematically documented Gothic structures from the Crusades. In his book Gothic Art and the Renaissance of Cyprus, as translated by David Hunt, he informs us that Count Louis de Malatrie, historian and diplomat, was the first to identify the Omerieh Mosque with the Church of St. Mary of the Augustinian Monastery. Also that the Count's conclusions were borne out by Tankerville Chamberlain, major in the British Army and expert on medieval Cyprus. De Malatrie and later scholars based the identification on two gravestones bearing the names of Augustinian monks. Those gravestones were laid on the floor of the mosque, where they remained until 1940, among approximately 150 similar fragments, some of which are today in the collection of the Department of Antiquities. Indeed, some gravestones are on display at the Limassol Medieval Museum, within the medieval castle of Limassol, on the southern shores of Cyprus. According to Nicholas of Martoni, a pilgrim who visited Nicosia in 1395, the Augustinian monastery was one of the three most significant monasteries in the area. The other two were the monasteries of St. Francis and St. Dominic. The Augustinian monastery was in the midst of sugarcane plantations, close to a wheat and barley field in a beautiful landscape, very different from what one sees nowadays. The Augustinian Church of the Virgin was converted into a mosque by order of the Ottoman commander Mustafa, 1 year after the fall of Nicosia in 1571. Rupert Gunnis, historian of British sculpture and inspector of antiquities for the Cyprus Museum, in 1936 wrote Historic Cyprus, a guide to its towns and villages, monasteries and castles. Referring to the Augustinian monastery, he wrote, "The Ottomans captured the church, turned it into a mosque, tore up the floor which was laid with inscribed gravestones, and threw away the bones of those buried underneath. They then relaid the floor, placing the gravestones every which way, so that some faced in the right direction, that is, towards the apse, while others faced towards the western entrance. A number of those gravestones, which had marked the tombs of Lusignan nobles buried in the monastery grounds, were preserved and transferred from the mosque in 1940, thanks to the actions of Munir Bey, as stated again by Rupert Gunnis. Munir Bey was a director of the Evkaf Foundation in Cyprus. Evkaf, a Muslim foundation of the Cypriot Republic, owns extensive properties in both the occupied and the free areas.